In a place as romanticized as the rugged coast of Maine, the last thing you might expect to find is an opiate epidemic. But in the scenic fishing villages and hardscrabble mill towns that dot the landscape of rural Washington County, there's a powerful undertow at work. It started with the abuse of prescription painkillers and has converted fishermen, factory workers, teachers, and pharmacists into heroin addicts. Maine Public Radio's Susan Chisholm reports that families and entire communities are paying the price.
At Stanhope's rustic grocery store and two-pump gas station in Jonesport, customers rattle off a litany of tales involving drug dealers and drug addicts they know. This is a fishing village of just 1,400. Everyone knows your brother or your mother or your neighbor. Arnold Stanhope Sr. has run the business for 30 years.
You can't sell cigarettes to kids under 18, but the dope peddlers are running around here with a wheelbarrow full. I mean, this ain't no joke. Working people go home and go to bed at night, and the druggies are out all night long, stealing stuff.
Stanhope says he's chased addicts out of his store who are trying to pass bad checks. Just around the corner, a man held two addicts at gunpoint after they attempted to break into his home. Maine still has a low crime rate, but around Washington County, residents have started locking their houses and cars. Lieutenant Michael Riggs says the crimes are getting more severe.
We have people now that you would never have even suspected in the past that come to the door with a firearm in their hand because they've been beaten up or ripped off by another addict to the point where they're paranoid.
Hey, U-103, I got a residential break. Just happened down here.
Driving around in his unmarked cruiser and dressed in a baseball cap, flannel shirt, and jeans, Riggs blends in with the local scenery. The lead drug investigator with the Washington County Sheriff's Department, he knows addicts and drug dealers on a first-name basis. He knows who is sick, who is out of drugs or money, and who is likely to have robbed whom.
There's one addict that I know has told me that he has spent $400,000 on his addiction. It's two houses, a sailboat, annuities, life insurance policy, savings, everything's gone. There was another one that estimates that she'd spent $300,000 on her addiction.
Some blame lack of opportunities for Washington County's opiate problem. Others associate it with the demands of physical labor. Fishermen, farmers, and woods workers have a tendency to get injured on the job. Opiates, including the much-abused drug OxyContin, are often prescribed to soothe the pain. Once hooked, addicts find it cheaper and easier to switch to heroin.
I started using drugs probably 6 years ago.
43-year-old Richard Timmons is a father, fisherman, and opiate addict. He says his drug use started after he injured his back on the job.
It started out like hydrocodones or Percocet or something like that, and then it escalated from there, stronger perks, and then OxyContin. Eventually, we moved on to heroin because it costs a lot less if you buy it in bulk.
Timmons' live-in girlfriend, Mandy Parker, is also an addict, and so, she says, are most of their friends. For Parker, the trouble started at the age of 20 after having had ear surgery. She's now 26.
They put me on Diversat. I was on that for about 2 weeks, and then I had another surgery, and they put me on Percocet. And then I started snorting them and all that good stuff.
Getting hooked is easy, but getting off drugs, say addicts, is hell. Parker and Timmons developed a $400-a-day heroin habit. They say they spent their days chasing down other powerful drugs to avoid getting sick and going through painful withdrawals.
Start getting cold chills and sick to your stomach and stomach cramps, and it's not fun.
It's the worst thing I have been through in my life.
Me too. Just being a drug addict in general.
Right. Lost a business.
Trailer fell down around us pretty much.
Never went and saw my kids that I have from previous marriage. They all got mad at me, didn't want nothing to do with me because I was a drug addict.
No money.
When you hit
that
spot in your life, you got to do something about it, either that or die.
Parker came close to dying last year when she overdosed on an antidepressant and was hospitalized for 5 days. After that, she and Timmons decided they had to quit. There is no methadone clinic in Washington County, although one is expected to open by the end of the year. The closest clinic is 2 hours away and at capacity. Parker and Timmons had heard about a doctor in Jonesport who could prescribe Suboxone, the trade name for buprenorphine. Buprenorphine is a new treatment option for some opiate addicts. Dr. Steven Weisberger is one of three family physicians in Washington County certified to prescribe the drug. Under the law, each practice can treat no more than 30 addicts at a time, and Weisberger's remote Jonesport clinic has a waiting list of about 40 people. He estimates that 10% of his patients are opiate addicts.
Many of these kids are kids that I've taken care of since they were 2 and 3 years old, and it just breaks my heart to see them get into the situation. Some people do need jail, and some people do need methadone clinics, but there are a lot of people who want to be able to continue working in their lives, live in the community, make their families prosper, couldn't do it when they're opiate addicted.
Parker and Timmons have been using buprenorphine successfully for several months. They're still struggling financially, but both are convinced the treatment has saved their lives.
No cravings, I was sleeping at night, no withdrawals.
There's a lot of people out there that are tired of basically being broke all the time and feeling sick every day until they find something.
Buprenorphine is more expensive than methadone, between $150 and $300 a month. Already it's being diverted too, sold for $50 a pill to help addicts stave off withdrawals until they find their next fix. Timmons and Parker are fortunate the cost of their treatment is covered under Medicaid.
Hi there. No weapons, right?
Okay. Those who don't find treatment often wind up here, a stately-looking brick complex that houses the Washington County Courthouse, Sheriff's Department, and the jail, where it's estimated that more than 80% of the inmates are in for alcohol and drug-related crimes. Lieutenant Riggs says the plague of drug addiction is also taking a heavy toll on health and insurance costs, the local economy, and on addicts' children.
Why can't they buy the kid a bicycle? Why can't they buy a new coat? Why can't they buy him a new set of shoes? They don't have the money. It's all just gone.
And the problem shows no sign of letting up. Lieutenant Riggs says three new drug dealers have recently taken up residence in the Jonesport area, selling about 1,500 packets of heroin a week. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm.
Tomorrow, finding heroin in rural areas is relatively easy. Finding treatment for addiction is not. Other stories in the series Heroin in America are at npr.org.